Let's find out what the Cowboys are going to do in the NFL draft tomorrow and the rest of the weekend. Joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is the Cowboys owner and general manager, Jerry Jones.
I appreciate being on with you guys.
Hey.
It is good.
Morning.
Big fan. Good morning.
Morning.
Big fan of your show. Big fan of boy bands, too.
Good.
I have a lot of posters of new kids on the 98 degree block and the NSYNC, all those bands. We love them. We love them.
Maybe get them out to the stadium at some point.
That's right. I want to get them at a Cowboy Stadium, sell that thing out.
Well, we want to know what you're going to do in the draft, in particular tomorrow, because you don't have a first-round pick.
That is true. We're going to try to trade up to that first round because I really want to take Kyler Murray.
What?
I really want that Kyler Murray. He's even sweeter chocolate than we have a quarterback right now.
Well, Dak doesn't want to hear this.
Well, I call Dak sweet chocolate, and I call Kyler even sweeter chocolate, or ESC.
I thought you guys were trying to re-sign Dak and get him to an extension.
Well, we are. You just can't have enough sweetness back there at that position. So do whatever we can. But now, if we can't move up, I personally would love to try to draft Johnny Football again, but I sense that Stephen would wrestle me to the ground once again if I did that. So a couple years ago, we took Taco Charlton.
Yeah.
This year, Stephen wants us to take some guy named Burrito Sanchez out of UTEP.
Never heard of him.
No, never heard of him.
I haven't either, but Stephen Deal.
I don't think you're going to trade up to the first round. As I said a while back, that just doesn't make any sense.
Well, I know that you said that, and we do, even though you haven't finished that sentence. But I'll tell you this, who I'd really like to draft.
Who?
John Stephen Jones out of Arkansas.
Well, he's not eligible yet.
I don't know if you've seen this kid, but he is something else.
Yeah.
Something else.
He was in high school, for sure.
Yep.
He was. He was great in high school. He's going to be great at Arkansas. But I hear he may stay in college for another 3 years.
Well, yeah, he has to. He can't come out yet.
I have an inside source on that.
He's not eligible to be drafted yet.
Well, you know, when you're on the competition committee and you're the biggest owner in sports, you can do whatever you want.
You can't just change that on draft day.
I think I can do whatever the damn hell I want, George. I can have you dead before 11 a.m. What do you think about that?
Good Lord.
Well, I don't doubt that, but I also wouldn't air that if I was you.
You have a seat. What you drinking? Let me buy you something.
I've heard that before.
Now, if this draft doesn't go well, I can tell you right now, I'm firing Garrett.
Why?
If he doesn't pretend to at least be involved in the drafting in the war room, I'm firing him.
That's the way it kind of looks, that he's just pretending to be involved.
Right. And I want him to sell it a little bit more than he's been doing. He's pretend more, do more busy work in the background, something like that.
Even more pressure on him than we thought.
Boy, I still want to fire Garrett, but the problem is he just won't fail enough for me to be able to pull the trigger.
Yeah, somehow he pulled that one out of a disaster last year.
I know. I'm thinking of how I'm going to have to plant some drugs or if he porn on him just so I have an excuse. By the way, the war room's going to be packed this year. It's going to be me and Steven and Junior and Gene and Charlotte and the Sultan of Brunei. I think that's twice in a row he's been mentioned. But anyway, Buno's going to be there.
Bono?
Yeah, we're launching some products together to save the world. Mm-hmm. And Kit Harington from Game of Thrones and Oscar De La Hoya and Halsey and Pete Rose.
Oh, my Halsey. God. That's too many people.
She's
a song of BTS, yeah.
It's going to be wild. And we're going to have special guests, Robert Kraft and Shin Mingbe.
His 58-year-old masseuse.
Yeah, that's right. His 58-year-old masseuse girlfriend.
We're not laughing too hard at that, Jerry.
I hope I'm making sense this morning. I'm pretty worn out. I've been burning a candle at both ends. I haven't slept too much lately.
How's that?
Well, because Gene made me. I took the boys camping last weekend. Royal beating. Jerry Jr. clogged the portable toilet in the Cowboys star bus. That's what we took out camping. And it was really hard getting that big bus down into the canyon there at Big Bend.
That's not really camping if you just stay on the bus.
It was impossible to get the thing out of that canyon, too, after the kids trashed up that bus and used up all the fuel running the AC.
Oh, no. That's glamping.
Yeah, that's glamping. They wouldn't even go outside. They wouldn't go outside because they wouldn't get out of air conditioning. And Steven almost set the bus on fire when he tried to make s'mores inside. So I had to use a satellite phone to call Roosevelt and have him fly the helicopter out there to pick us up. He airlifted us out of Big Bend.
Rosie to the rescue.
That's right. And we just left that bus out there for all the hikers and vagrants to use. So I'm sure there'll be some Alexander Supertramp that'll find it and live out of it for a few months before they find his skeleton.
Yeah, it's a great story.
Caught any fish off the yacht yet?
Now, I tell you, that yacht has been so fun for fishing. Although, I tell you, the trolling motor on the front of it sure does burn up the batteries.
Oh, I bet, yeah. Trying to move that big old thing.
Moving that big old thing around, but I caught a six-pounder off the front of that yacht, so it's been worth every penny so far.
Got a bass chair up on the front there?
Got a big old bass chair up front of it. But look for, hey, Brito Sanchez, we're coming for you.
Okay, Brito Sanchez.
All
we'll
right,
look for
morning.
Him. We'll see you.
Thanks for the tip.
That's Jarrah, the day before the draft.